Chapter 9. Choose the right type of fruit. There is a percentage of your target market that could be buying from you, but isn't. These prospects fall somewhere between the nice-to-have and vital categories because they are aware of the problem and are open to solving it, if only they knew how. I call these aware and open prospects your ripening fruit. Another percentage of your target market is either unaware they have the primary problem you solve and are therefore not looking for a solution, or they are aware they have the primary problem you solve, but for some reason are not open to solving it. This percentage is a much tougher sale because their sense of urgency is either low or non-existent. As for the rest of the world, they may or may not be aware they have the problem you solve, but either way, they have neither the desire nor the money to solve it. I call these last two groups the decaying fruit. I wish them well, but I don't waste time or money trying to convince them they need my help. I recommend that you do the same. Our dilemma is how to identify the ripening fruit. As with the low-hanging fruit, for most situations, there are no commercially available lists of prospects that are aware of and open to solving the problems you solve. If there were, they would quickly become obsolete due to overuse. So, how do we get in front of the ripening fruit? Direct and indirect methods. Direct methods include postal mail, email, and telephone. They are direct because they are proactive and place your message directly in front of the ideal or high probability prospects you select. Direct methods are likely to have a higher attention level because they are usually not competing with other messages concurrently. Indirect methods include conventional advertising, such as print, broadcast, and outdoor, and paid online advertising, such as Google Ads and Facebook Ads. They are indirect because they place your message in front of prospects that may or may not be ideal or high probability. And most indirect advertising must compete for the attention of prospective buyers concurrently with other messages.